USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee has the right to see former President Donald Trump's tax returns. They rejected his claims that the request was invalid because it was politically motivated. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against the former president, saying the committee's request was justified as part of its legislative work. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee said it expects to receive the tax records immediately. New legislation in the state of Massachusetts aims to increase health care access to people for reproductive and gender-affirming services. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the law is necessary to make sure the state can handle what they believe will be an increase of people looking for services.
We want to make sure that we have the resources and the framework legally and clinically that will make it possible for them to access those services.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Well, speaking at an event in support of North Carolina farmers Tuesday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded to Monday's FBI raid on the Mar-a-Lago home of former President Trump, which has been heavily criticized by most Republican lawmakers. Representative McCarthy criticized the Justice Department for ordering the raid, saying they shouldn't have jumped to a raid without first attempting other methods of communication with the former president.
You've never done this to a former president. So if this was going to be the case, shouldn't the Attorney General lay out to the American people today? Shouldn't that have been the very first thing explaining why? Why would you go to this level?
A judge said Tuesday that Rudy Giuliani must appear in person in Atlanta to testify before a special grand jury that's investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. He set his appearance for next week. Giuliani's lawyers have argued that a recent medical procedure to place two heart stents has left him unable to travel by plane. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Explosions at a Russian Air Force base on Crimea triggered an evacuation of local residents as Ukrainian officials vowed to liberate the peninsula, though Kiev didn't take responsibility for the blasts. Russian Defense Ministry said that the explosions, which came as Ukraine presses on with a counteroffensive aimed at liberating the south of the country from Russian control, were caused by exploding Air Force ammunition, and there was no shelling of any kind aimed at that base. Aircraft stationed there were undamaged, and there had been no injuries, the ministry said. Microsoft is asking teams across the company to rein in some employee expenses as the software giant tries to control costs in the current economic environment. Managers at the Redmond, Washington company had told staff of various cutbacks to the company's budget. Some spending on business, travel, outside training, and company gatherings is being targeted. Microsoft has frozen hiring in some parts of the company and said last month it plans layoffs of less than 1% of its workforce of about 181,000 employees. Ozzy Osbourne surprised attendees at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games with a mini Black Sabbath reunion. Osbourne rocked out with his former bandmate, guitarist Tony Iommi. The pair performed one of their hits, Paranoid. Jack Osbourne shared photographs on Instagram of his 73-year-old dad on stage with his 74-year-old Iommi. This is USA Radio News.